It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Outbreaks of coronavirus are on the rise again in Colorado, according to new numbers from the state health department. Lindsay Fent reports.
22 businesses across the state reported new COVID-19 outbreaks this week. The data was released one day after Governor Jared Polis ordered bars to close again because of an uptick in cases. The governor declared bars unsafe, but most outbreaks this week occurred in restaurants. They will be allowed to stay open under the new order. Staff at construction sites, offices, a hot spring, and a strip club were among those infected in outbreaks this week.
That's reporter Lindsay Fent. Oil and gas opponents have suspended their efforts to put a drilling setback measure on the ballot in November. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The news comes after the Colorado Supreme Court struck down Governor Polis's plan to allow online signature gathering. The decision dashed the hopes of Safe and Healthy Colorado. The largely volunteer organization hoped to ask voters to ban all new oil and gas drilling within 2,500 feet of waterways and buildings. If that sounds familiar, it's because many of the same activists ran a nearly identical measure in 2018 and failed. In a statement, spokesperson Ann Lee Foster called the decision a blow to, quote, the people of Colorado, the right to petition the government, and the democratic process. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Several people who attended Black Lives Matter protests in Denver are suing the city over police using projectiles against them. The seven plaintiffs in the case say police used excessive force and violated their First Amendment rights by shooting at them with things like rubber bullets. The plaintiffs want compensation from police, a civilian-run city department that oversees investigations into law enforcement officers in Denver, is looking into the police department's handling of the protests. Metro Denver and much of Colorado has sunny and hot weather today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.